Don't start that again, Ignatius. I only got $20 out of you this week, and I almost had to get down on my knees and beg for it. Look at all them thingamajigs you've been buying. Look at that movie camera you brung home today.
The movie camera will shortly be put to use. That harmonica was rather cheap.
We never gonna pay off that man at this rate.
That is hardly my problem. I don't drive.
No, you don't care. You never cared for nothing, boy.
I should have known that every time I open the door of my room, I am literally opening a Pandora's box. Doesn't Mrs. Battaglia want you to await her debauched nephew and her at the curb so that not one invaluable moment of bowling time will be lost?
Ignatius belched the gas of a dozen brownies trapped by his valve.
Grant me a little peace. Isn't it enough that I'm harried all day long at work? I thought that I had adequately described to you the horrors which I must face daily.
You know I appreciate you, babe,
Mrs. Riley sniffed.
Come on and give me a little goodbye kiss like a good boy.
Ignatius bent down and lightly bussed her on the cheek.
Oh, my God,
he said, spitting out powder.
Now my mouth will feel gritty all night.
I got too much powder on?
No, it's just fine. Aren't you an arthritic or something? How in the world can you bowl?
I think the exercise is helping me out. I'm feeling better.
A horn honked out on the street.
Apparently your friend has escaped the bathroom, Ignatius snorted. It's just like him to hang around a bus station. He probably likes to watch those scenic cruiser horrors arrive and depart. In his worldview, the bus is apparently a good thing. That shows how retarded he is.
I'll be in early, honey,
Mrs. Riley said, closing the miniature front door.
I shall probably be misused by some intruder,
Ignatius screamed. Bolting the door to his room, he grabbed an empty ink bottle and opened his shutters. He stuck his head out of the window and looked down the alley to where the little white rambler was visible in the darkness at the curb. With all of his strength, he heaved the bottle and heard it hit the roof of the car with greater sound effects than he had expected it to.
Hey!
He heard Santa Battaglia shout as he silently closed the shutters. Gloating, he opened his loose-leaf folder again and picked up his Venus Medalist.
Dear reader, a great writer is the friend and benefactor of his readers. Macaulay. Another working day is ended, gentle reader. As I told you before, I have succeeded in laying a patina, as it were, over the turbulence and mania of our office. All non-essential activities in the office are slowly being curtailed. At the moment, I am busily decorating our throbbing hive of white-collared bees. 3. The analogy of the 3 bees brings to mind 3 bees which describe most aptly my actions as an office worker. Banish, benefit, beautify.